following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Jerry Bader Show. My name is Greg Belfridge, and it's great to have an opportunity to be with you again. You know, I was shocked the first time that Jerry asked me to step in and guest host his show. I thought, well, you know, Jerry doesn't know any better. He doesn't know any better. He's maybe just heard spatterings of me on the air before on my own local show, which I host a talk show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I thought, oh, he's heard spatterings. He doesn't know any better. So I was, you know, I was flabbergasted when he asked me back a second time. And especially because I heard Jerry said, you know, Jerry's got very high standards. Jerry said, I want somebody who's articulate. I want somebody who's thoughtful. I want somebody who is knowledgeable. And they asked me to host anyway. So it's great to have an opportunity to be back with you again. This is my second time hosting the Jerry Bader Show. And by way of introduction, again, my name is Greg Belfridge. I host a local talk show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Very conservative in a very conservative state. And it's wonderful to have an opportunity to visit with you. And I'm all about your phone calls and looking forward to talking to you about some of the things that are going on. Now, we're going to talk about politics a little bit. I know politics is a big part of the Jerry Bader Show. It's also a big part of my show. We talk about a lot of different things that are happening, some related to politics and some not so much. Just commenting and observing on life. And have you seen this story about a principal in Hempstead, Texas, Amy Lacey, who generated controversy because allegedly she got on the school intercom and said that Spanish would no longer be tolerated to be spoken in the middle school. Now, this is a school that has a majority of students that are Hispanic. And there have been, as you might imagine, as there have been in especially in the border states, Arizona and Texas, you know, there have been a lot of race problems. There's no question about that. And there's a lot of racial tension. But apparently she said Spanish would no longer be tolerated and that students were supposed to speak English while at school. Well, this has touched off a big controversy. And yesterday, the Hempstead School Board decided that they will not renew the contract of this principal. Now, the media reports, honestly, are really, really sketchy about there's a lot of negative and angry reaction to the fact that she is required, that she apparently wanted students to speak English. And a lot of people are ascribing the worst possible motives to her for why she's done this. But none of that, there's no evidence that in any way, at least not any solid evidence. There are a lot of allegations, but no solid evidence that she's been discriminating wholesale against students. Some are saying that students were feeling that they were shamed. Hispanic students now were feeling they were shamed. They didn't want to come to school anymore, according to one attorney with a Latin legal voice, but really no specific allegations as to what may have caused that. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking of the larger picture here is English. And I wonder, would this whole controversy maybe have been avoided if we said that English would be the official language of the country? If we as a nation agreed that English is our common language, and that English is the language that we're going to use to communicate. And we make it official because we have it. I don't know if you know that or not. Congress has taken up the issue, but Congress has never had the will to actually make English the official language of the United States. It's the official language in many parts of Europe, but not in the United States. Should it be? I want to get your thoughts on it. Call me at 1-888-455-1360, 888-455-1360, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Should English be the official language of the United States? there's a lot of pushback when you talk about this and feeling on the part of people that somehow it's demeaning to people to require them to speak English. You know, I've always thought if you're someone who's new to the country, if you've relocated to the United States and you're going to make the U.S. your home, we want to set people up for success, right? I mean, my thought is you want to set people up for success. You want people to be able to achieve opportunity. How do you do that? One of the ways I think you best do that in the United States is to learn and speak English. So isn't it, aren't we helping people become more successful by requiring them to speak English? What do you think? 888-455-1360. What's your take on it? Now let's go to your calls. Good morning. We'll go to Lyle in Sheboygan. Good morning, Lyle. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. Listen to you guys a lot, but this is a topic that I definitely wanted to chime in on. I think English should definitely be the official language of this country. It's high time we take and stop, you know, doing things in about a dozen different languages out here for everybody. I think it should be done in just one basic language to make it easier for businesses and everything else to work and operate.
And don't you think that I've always believed that speaking the same language, Lyle, brings us closer together as people?
Yes, I believe that too. I definitely don't like it when I'm out running around and I hear all these other different languages. It's, you know, the language that would be better if everybody spoke the same language, make everybody, you know, more equal.
Now, that's a little bit, you touch on that, hearing somebody speak another language. In what context does that bother you? Well, I mean, if you hear a couple of people that are having a
grocery store or something, you know, and you don't know what they're saying, they could be talking about you or about anything else, you know.
We're a little bit paranoid about that if we don't speak another language, aren't we?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's where I think we've got to get over some of that stuff. Lyle, thanks so much for your call. I think that's just human nature. We're kind of self-centered, and so we go, you know, what are they saying about me? Are they talking about me? You know, we're kind of a little bit self-centered that way, and we need to get over that. But I understand what you're saying. Let's go to Gary in Gleason. Good morning, Gary. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a comment about English being the national language. You know, when my grandparents immigrated from Germany, the first thing they did was learn how to speak English. I firmly believe if someone wants to immigrate to this country, be part of this country, they need to assimilate with our country standards and with what we believe in this country, and English has always been the primary language. I don't know why the Congress has a problem making it the national language. It certainly should be. You have to have some type of common ground to communicate.
I totally agree with you, Gary, and I think you really do know why Congress has had a tough time making English the official language. Why do you think they won't do it?
Yeah, they're afraid of stepping on some toes, and they don't want to anger the immigrants who are looking for their votes.
Yeah, bingo. They don't want to alienate Hispanics, and they don't want to alienate Latinos. And that's why Congress doesn't have the political will to do it. It's great points. Appreciate it. And I'm going to expand on what Gary's saying a little bit coming up. We're going to take a break, and I'll expand on Gary's thoughts where he's talking about the melting pot. I think America has lost some of that, and I'll explain what I mean coming up. We'd love to get to your call, 1-888-455-1360. My name is Greg Belfridge. You're listening to The Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show.